A new campaign supporting the COVID-19 vaccination program is focusing on ethnic and religious communities that, because of misinformation, are fearful of getting vaccinated. Te Kupenga Catholic Leadership Institute Chief Executive Dr. Areti Metuamate says the Love Your Neighbour As Yourself campaign aims to reach people in about 10 ethnic communities and allay fears they may have about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. The campaign, which includes a video and handouts in English, Tongan and Samoan, encourages families to work together for the well-being of their community. It also addresses fears people may have. Dr. Areti Metuamate joins us now on Pacific Days for more in studio. Kia rana, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Kia rana, Brian. Great to be here.
Well, firstly, can you give us more detail or overview of the campaign and how it came about?
Sure. Well, basically, a number of church leaders came together and sat and thought, how can we support the campaign that the government's undertaken to get people to get vaccinated? How do we support, I guess, the team of 5 million? And what we decided was one way we could do that is by really supporting our Māori and Pasifika communities, getting information out there, letting them know about the risks of not getting the vaccination, letting them know, of course, the importance that we're called to support whānau and ānau. And by getting the vaccination, we'd be doing that. So that was really where the campaign came from. Mm-hmm. There were some conversations earlier in the piece with the Prime Minister and our Cardinal and a few other religious leaders, basically saying, what can we do to support this particularly important agenda at the moment?
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us more about the aims of the Love Your Neighbour As Yourself campaign?
Yeah. So the aim really of the campaign is to get as many people to understand that the vaccination is a safe thing to do. Yeah. We want people to understand that there's been a lot of research, a lot of science that says this is safe and it is effective. That's the very first thing we wanted to do. And the second thing we wanted to do is we really wanted to get people to have conversations in amongst their own ānau and talk about whether or not they're going to get the vaccination, and if not, why not? Because we know that the research says if you get the vaccination, you're actually doing a good thing for those around you as well. And let's be honest, for us as Pasifika people, our elders are really important. And we wanted people to have those conversations so that they were saying, well, really, you don't want to get the vaccination, but you know that's going to be good for you and also for your elders.
Now, I understand some of the Catholic leadership got vaccinated yesterday. Yeah. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so we had a vaccination. We went up to a clinic in Wellington. Cardinal John Jew, who's the leader of the Wellington Archdiocese, but also the Cardinal in New Zealand, he came along. We had a couple of Māori elders, a couple of Pasifika elders who came along, a couple of priests. And what we did was we got them to come. We had some cameras, we took some photos, and we really wanted to sort of say, if the Cardinal and our elders are getting their vaccinations, then maybe we all should be getting the vaccinations. That really was the purpose of that.
What are some of the other organisations or religious communities that are partnering on this great initiative?
Yeah, well, this particular kaupapa that we've got is the Catholic kaupapa, and really what we see this as is, Jacinda Ardern talks about the team of 5 million. Yeah. Well, we're about 10%. Of that team of 5 million. So the Catholics are a big number, and we feel, okay, we've got to pull our weight. 10% of the team of 5 million means let's try and get our people on board, because if our people are on board, then that's a significant part of our community. So the Bishops of New Zealand, they're one, Te Kupenga, which is the organisation I look after, and also the Nathaniel Centre for Bioethics, which is an organisation that comes a part of Te Kupenga. We've worked together to do this with the help of some external partners, and really our whole focus is to get the message out there to our communities as much as we can.
10%, that's huge. In terms of the Pacific community numbers as part of the Catholic Church in New Zealand, do you have an idea?
They're high, and actually we've got the fastest growing numbers in the Catholic Church are Māori, Pasifika and Asian. Pasifika a bit more. My mum always says to me that's because we have lots of babies. You keep having heaps of babies and you're going to have more Catholics. But yeah, so Pasifika community is growing, particularly here in Auckland. So we're seeing an increasing number of Pasifika people in our schools and also going to our churches. And so really that's why we thought, let's focus on supporting these communities.
Now, when we talk about misinformation, stigma, you know, you can go online and look up any number of, you know, sites and information. Dr. Areti, talk to me about that and what, you know, especially within our Māori and Pasifika communities, because, you know, from what I'm seeing, a lot of people, they're going down these rabbit holes, eh? Algorithms, whatever. But, you know, talk to me on that, please.
One of the things that really frustrates me is I've been going on some of the Facebook pages and just reading some of the comments. What really drives me up the wall is often it's not even Māori or Pasifika people sending these messages, but it's our people sharing them, you know, because they've read something and think, oh, that sounds persuasive. One of the things that was going around for a lot was saying, oh, if you're getting the vaccination, then you're rolling your sleeve up for Satan. That was one of the things, because they're saying God would never, if you were going by God's will, you wouldn't be getting a vaccination because you've got to have trust in God. And we're saying, well, actually, no. We're saying, just like anything, if you've got any sickness, any illness, you've got to find ways to look after yourself and those around you. And we're saying the vaccination's a good thing. The other thing there's randomly going out is people saying, oh, this is just a conspiracy by Bill Gates to get more people to get microchipped, which I thought was very interesting to see. So, yeah, there's been a little bit of that. And what we're trying to do is counter that by putting out information that's factual, that information that's informed by science, and also for us as Catholics, information that's endorsed by the Church. The Pope himself has said the right thing to do is to get a vaccination for yourself and for your community. That's why we're saying love your neighbour as yourself. It's not just for you, it's for your neighbour, it's for your family as well. That's the right thing to do.
How much do you think the misinformation, you know, plays, especially online, social media, in terms of our, you know, Māori and Pasifika communities, you know, being very hesitant about getting vaccinated?
Well, yes, part of it, I saw a comment the other day on my cousin's profile. She was talking about how she distrusts the health system. And actually, you can't blame some of our Māori and Pasifika communities, because there are some challenges with the health system. Fortunately, the government is undertaking a review of it. And one of the outcomes, of course, is setting up a Māori health authority. I think they also need to have a heavy focus on Pasifika health. It's not a surprise then that some people are a little bit distrusting of doctors and the health system, which is why some of this, I guess, misinformation has been bought into in a way that surprised some people. But I think for me, the most important thing is if we have conversations in our families and we talk about the science behind these vaccinations, then it's pretty clear that, okay, the right thing to do is to have it, not just for me, but also for Mama and Papa.
With that, Dr. Areti, okay, let's talk science, let's talk facts, let's talk shop. The vaccination, firstly, an overview, how does a vaccination work? The vaccinations that are currently available in New Zealand to our Māori and Pacific communities, please.
Yeah, well, we've got the Pfizer vaccine is the one that we've got here. It's the one that's rolling out. Essentially all around the world in different places it's been rolled out, and it's been seen as an effective vaccine. Now, I mean, I'm not a scientist in this particular space, but I've read enough to know that the evidence is showing really clearly that there's a high chance that this, you know, I can't remember the exact figure off the top of my head, but it's a high percentage of likelihood that you're not going to get it. There's also a little bit of misinformation out there. People are saying, oh, well, if you have the vaccination, it's going to change my DNA because it's going to get in there. Actually, that's not the case. A vaccination doesn't go in there and change your DNA. It's not going to change anything about who you are. It's simply providing you with a level of immunity and supporting you in a sense in your fight against COVID-19 and our community's fight against COVID-19.
Now, with the Love Your Neighbour as Yourself campaign, are you looking at, you know, what are some upcoming events or initiatives, and where can our Māori and Pacific communities find out more about the Love Your Neighbour as Yourself campaign?
Yeah, well, we had our launch yesterday with the Cardinal and others getting the vaccination. We're also going to be having a vaccine rollout in a church in Wellington to sort of get people talking about this. But we've also offered, the Catholic Church have offered our churches all around the country to use for vaccination sites. We're having conversations with the government about that. We've got a video that's going to be sent around, basically with people talking in their own language about the reasons why they might want to support having a vaccination. And of course, you touched on it earlier, Brian, we've also developed some resources with some key facts and information, and some of those are in English, some Samoan, Tongan, and those are also heading out there because we want people to not just hear about it but also be able to take, you know, when you're at church, grab that pamphlet and take it home to mum or auntie and uncle and show them that and talk about it.
final message to our listeners, our viewers, our Pacific and Māori communities this afternoon, Dr. Areti?
Yeah, and that is that we are people who care a great deal about our community. We care about our old people, particularly our elders, and this is the really important thing for us. There's a Māori saying, he ora te whakapiri, which means we are healthier by coming together and really looking after each other. And that's really the kaupapa behind this. Love your neighbour as yourself means don't just do this for yourself, do it for your neighbour, do it for your family members.
Dr. Areti Metuamate, Te Kupinga Catholic Leadership Institute Chief Executive, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate it, and all success for the campaign.
Meitaki.
Meitaki.